I wanted to ask you if you were a young woman today, how do you think your life would be different?
Oh, boy. You mean, wait, different because I was a widow, or?
Or different being, say if you had reached the age of 20 or so in 1981, how do you think your life would have been?
Well, I think it would be a mess because I thought about life, even, you know, for the last couple of years, for a lot of silly reasons, maybe it's not the same. Even though, and this is a silly thing to say, that even though when I was growing up and while I was married, or up until when everybody started wearing slacks, I don't know what year, so we won't try to figure that out. But 3 years back, I wore pants during the war, you know, and then I went back to dresses. I don't know if I ever wore slacks.
Mm-hmm.
After the war, maybe, not very much I did.
Mm-hmm.
But I was wearing dresses, skirts. Well, my legs are heavy, I have heavy legs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have heavy legs. But just imagine when they had mini skirts, you know, you always kind of, how would I look at a mini, well, I wouldn't have worn a mini skirt, but I'd be very conscious of not wearing a mini skirt when everybody's wearing mini skirts. Now, I thought about that, I said, thank God I don't have to wear a mini skirt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know people my age, that it didn't matter to me how old they were, if they had nice, a fairly nice legs. It didn't bother me if they wore mini skirts. But what I used to say, my God, if I was younger, and all my friends are wearing mini skirts, and me, I'd be so self-conscious of short dresses. Also, competition is a lot. Young girls, a lot different. I mean, I don't know what the fellows were looking for. I wouldn't know. It's more expensive
mm-hmm.
to live.
Mm-hmm.
What if I was out here working, didn't have a house? My rent would probably be very much higher to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we bought this, you know, $87 a month, through places that's a little bit higher total price, we would have paid much more than 87, which is still not bad, but you know, I'm just saying that my salary would never that big. But I'm going to ask you something. Would I be? See, I'm comparing what I went through, and I was very, very fortunate because even though you got more for your dollar, I think in those days, I was very fortunate that my expenses were less because I was paying even that room and board in that place, and also when my cousins, if I had an apartment, I'd have had to pay more than what I was paying her.
Do you think those are some of the kinds of things that are different for women today? Do you think that there's more competition
that it's higher? It's higher, and also, it's scary about people you meet. Even you don't open your door, lock your door to the car. Do you know that I don't want to go out at night? I have gone with my friends. We went to Long Beach. See a show, and I went over to my nieces, you know, during the day, and you know, the time you get out was dark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said, well, so it's dark, you know, I have my lights on, and I have to learn to work. When I do go out, you know, at night sometimes, that, you know, so you have to come into the house alone.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, years and years ago, when I used to walk from one girlfriend's house to another blocks away, my mother did say, she said, walk in the middle of the street, but she didn't say, don't go out at night. So so maybe you can answer that question for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't make sure. I don't mean that years ago that you meet a fellow that you say, oh well, they're wonderful. They're not crooks. They're not murderers. No, of course,
mm-hmm.
you had to be aware as much as you can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I was just thinking as I was looking at the comments that. Maybe what I could do, I have about two or three more questions, and what I'd like to do, I realize we need to get something.
That maybe it's because of TV.
Mm-hmm.
That the younger person, the teenager, the adult,
mm-hmm.
young gal, they're aware of things that maybe I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's wonderful.
In what? In
they're aware of what goes on in the world. They might have, you know, outside of the country, well, aware of things.
Yeah, and you're saying,
as okay, but that's fine.
That it was because of television.
Well, I think that's a one. You know, there are some wonderful things about being, and even, but I think maybe because of that, or maybe because, but I think that's part of it, big part of it. Also, they have their places where young people can go to, where they have lectures or call it speakers and talk about any subject. And maybe it is. You could say that the TV could get the credit. I don't know. I say the newspapers. They've always had newspapers. I do know that I read the newspaper years ago, but not like I do now. Not like I have for years. But I really think it's more TV than newspapers. And I am aware for years and years now. Since I married Johnny, I wouldn't say it's because of Johnny. I don't know how I felt about politics, I don't delve deep in it now either. But you know, it's all around you. You turn on, and I have the radio on a lot too. Just talk shows. That sometimes that gets all turned around. They bring up subjects that they make something out of something that you didn't even thought of. Is that good or that isn't? However, I'm not the only one listening, and there's a lot of young people call in, and so a lot of people. I think being aware of what goes on in the world, whether you know everything or look what happened, the hospice situation. How much aware is that they just knew about it? I don't mean that just they know about it. I use the word aware, maybe it doesn't explain enough, but I feel when they're aware, they're interested in it means something. Well, years ago, at least I go by the people I was with. I can't explain it. I was aware of Roosevelt, I know more about him afterwards than since. And I think it's nice to be, you're alive, whether you're happy or not happy. It's good to know what goes on in the world. I also feel that when I was working at home, I missed something by not going to work and talking and arguing or discussing this and that. That's being aware. I felt like I wasn't aware. I was aware here by reading, but I had no interest. Johnny and I talked about things like the newspaper, what's going on, cursing, yelling, you know, damn this one and what a crook and stuff like that. Look at the Nixon. I worked in that place for 4 months in that Kamar when they had the Nixon, the Watergate debates on the radio. I didn't watch them TV because I was working. And there were so many young people there. They had radios on all over in that warehouse. The young people listening to every word, you know. And I didn't realize it then, but I think about it. I said, gee, would I have stuck my ears to the radio when I was a young kid? So I admire that. I really admire that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I like to talk. I don't know what to talk.